Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Match of the day
on Today FM.
Okay, Match of the Day on Today FM is where I get to give you a shout out for whatever you've done during the week in the world of sports and activities, and whatever you got planned for the weekend, or maybe even into the future. So many things to get to this week. But you heard earlier on, my show announcer, Dave O'Mara, at the start of the show, said he's doing something that I'd be very interested in. Well, let's find out. Dave, what's going on?
Well, I'm a big United fan like yourself. And Dave, on the 25th of May in Neenah, we are having an event called the Red Devils Roadshow.
Ooh, okay.
And it's on the evening of the FA Cup final at 7:30 p.m.
Right, nice.
So we'll have some esteemed colleagues in attendance on the evening. So we will have Paul Parker.
Paul Parker, former Manchester United player. Yes, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well-known Irish TV personality and movie star Simon Delaney will be the MC.
Big Manchester United fan as well, yeah.
Absolutely. And we'd also have Mr. Tom McDermott, a well-known UK journalist.
Yeah.
Who has really good connections into United. And Tom is also a member of the Football Writers Association as well.
Wow. So this is the 25th in the Abbey Court in Neenah. Tickets, how do you get tickets if you want to go?
Well, we've tickets in a number of locations. It's on Eventbrite.
Yeah.
It's also on Simon Delaney's Instagram page.
Right.
Also on Paul Parker's Twitter feed and Tom McDermott as well.
Jeez, you have every angle covered.
We have every angle covered.
Right, well, listen, best of luck with it all. I hope it's good, and I hope the following day we go and stuff those Blues and win the FA Cup. It's probably not going to happen, but we've got a dream. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Cheerio.
Sligo now to join John Green from the Innisfree Wheeler Cycle Club. John, what's going on with you?
This weekend, we're holding our annual Spring Classic cycling event. We have two distances, 130 kilometres and 75 kilometres. So, something there for everyone. You can enter online on the Innisfree Wheeler's website or also on Cycling Ireland website. Our cycling event coincides also with the Queen Maeve Festival, which is on all weekend in Sligo. Some fantastic events, loads of music, and the big bonus is the sun is going to shine.
Good stuff. Love it, John. Michael Skelly's been on to wish the best of luck to the Ballyborough under-16s who are playing in the Connacht under-16 Shield in Galway tomorrow. Go on, the lads! Now, Ger Thompson's been on. Who are you shouting out, Ger?
Well, Dave, I want to just give a big shout out there to the boys down in Limerick, the Monair Trailblazers, and Niall, Lockie, Danny, and Thompson, all doing their first half marathon. Well, I'm doing my 50th, but they're doing their first half marathon on Sunday. And the Great Limerick Run in Limerick, and I just want to say best of luck to the boys and go out and smash it, and I hope you have a great day. Cheers, Dave.
Well, man, Ger Thompson, and best of luck to everybody doing the Great Limerick Run. Brilliant! Now we're going to head all the way over to the United States of America, yay, where we'll meet a bunch of kids from Ballinrobe who are representing Ireland. Adele Roach is on the phone. Adele, hello.
Hello, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
Oh, listen, you're very welcome. I'm very well. I'm glad to talk to you and the rest of the legends from St. Joseph's Primary School in Ballinrobe. How are you guys getting on in Dallas, Texas?
Oh, my goodness. We are in our element. The week is flying, so we have just started the competition in the VEC Robotics World Championship in the Kay Bailey Centre in the Convention Centre. So we've got a series of matches ahead of us today, and we're just doing our best to make Ireland and back home in Ballinrobe proud.
Okay, well, explain to everybody what the Robotics World Championships involves. I've never even heard of this.
So there are 400 teams participating in elementary division, which we are in. They're from countries across the world, from Australia to the United States, Canada, Thailand, Vietnam, and so on. So we are in the engineering division, so there are 100 teams in our division. And across the 3 days, we are paired with a variety of teams, and we work together to score maximum points. Now, back we started in October, November time, designing a robot. The team designed the robot, they built it, and then they had to program it. The aim of the game is to lift as many blocks as you can into goals within a minute.
Right.
And then depending how many blocks you get in, that is the total score you would get. So I think we have a very good chance. We have a fantastic robot, and even from what I saw yesterday, there is no robot that looks like our robot.
I'm glad to hear that. So, and tell me, what age are the guys who have designed and built this robot? I mean, are you a primary school?
Yes, so they're fifth class pupils, and there's 10 pupils in the team, and they came from a team of 27. If you told us this time last year or back in September that we'd be in Dallas right now, we wouldn't have believed you.
The very fact that you've gotten up in the middle of the night to talk to me is something that I guarantee you wouldn't have thought even last week. So, listen, this is so amazing, and we wish you guys the absolute best in the VX Robotics World Championships. Go on the Joseph Primary School in Ballinrobe. We're all right behind you, and when you do get your final results, and I think your robot might have a chance, make sure you let us know how you get on.
I will, and can I just say a big shout out to everybody back at home and in St. Joseph's Primary School, and a big thank you to our sponsors and small businesses who got us here, and everyone who helped us fundraise the money.
Absolutely brilliant. Adele, best of luck with it all. Thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Bye. Right, a final roll call to wrap it up. A very quick best look to Archie and Dara Beckett from Monday's Regional Cup Finals. And a big shout out to the cast of Calendar Girls, the musical in Tullamore County, Offaly from Emer Kennedy. And Matthew Galvey's been on, who wants to give a shout out to the Baldoyle under 11 girls travelling to Kilkenny for a big tournament this weekend. You're all a share of legends. Now, if you ever have anybody you want to give a shout-out to, you must get in touch. Send them in to us. 087-4100-102. If you're doing anything, if you know anyone doing anything, get them in during the week. We do it every Friday. You can email them to dave@todayfm.com. We love the voice notes. Get them in.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.